This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And happening out in Glide this weekend, Glide Fire's annual barbecue and craft fair. Fire Chief Ted Damewood, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So talk about this event.
Oh, you know, Glide Fire's been doing this event for over 20 years, right?
Wow.
We started off with a pit barbecue, and then we kind of ended up with a tri-tip barbecue, and that's where we're at right now. We've got coleslaw, potato salad, beans, and tri-tip.
Wow. And even stuff for the kids, it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, can't forget those kids. Hot dogs, chips, and of course, soda.
So you've got, now are these like some of the firefighters creating all this?
So it's all of the firefighters. All the volunteer firefighters are chipping in to make this an event worth coming to.
And what else is going on in terms of the arts and crafts side?
Oh, you know, there's all sorts of fun, crafty stuff for people to buy. Anything from rocks to potholders to, I believe, soaps. So there's going to be a lot of stuff there.
And where is this happening at?
Right downtown Glide, a community building.
So talk about Glide Fire. You've been around with that a long time. What is it like trying to provide fire and paramedic service and all the things that you guys do in such a rural area?
You know, it's a struggle with the volunteers. We don't have as many volunteers as we used to. We've got about 22 volunteers right now. We're looking for more. You never know what call is going to be, you know, what it's going to do to you or what you're going to have to do for them.
Well, and you've got the highway running through, so, I mean, you've got things tied to that. And how far to the east does your district go?
So our district to the east stops at about Rock Creek, but we've been called to Diamond Lake several times this year already.
Because there's really not a lot of, there's probably nobody necessarily helping out there.
Yeah, that's what we call no man's land.
Wow. So that's a lot of work. It seems like a challenge. And while you're the chief, you were a volunteer for a long time, right?
Yeah, about 26 years.
And talk about how do you, as a volunteer, I've always been fascinated with this because, I mean, people have jobs, they have schedules, they got families. How do you juggle it and get a crew together when something comes up?
Oh, well, how we get the crew together is that pager goes off and it just kind of calls us all together. But, you know, having a job, it's a struggle, and it's a really fine balance between family, home life, and your mental well-being.
And do you have some of the volunteers? I mean, I would presume that not necessarily most of them actually work in Glide.
No, there's maybe a handful of them do. We have quite a few retired folks, and those are the ones that pick up the calls during the day, and then the ones that work in Roseburg here, then they come home, and then they pick up the calls during the night.
Wow. And obviously a lot of need for this. I know that fire service, I mean, a lot of places in these, because Oregon and Douglas County is probably a good example, really most firefighters are volunteers.
Yeah. You know, there's a percentage, and I'm going to kill this percentage. I want to say it's like probably 60 to 70% of them are volunteer versus paid.
Now, talk about the training that goes into being a volunteer. This is not just giving somebody a hat and a jacket and saying, go put that out.
No, this is not the good old boy days anymore. There's a lot of certificates, a lot of training. There's a lot of hours that go into doing this. You know, Glide Fire does drills every Monday night. 2 hours every Monday, and that's just barely enough to keep up with our certs. If you want to go into like an officer training or a hazmat training, that's even more above normal training.
Wow. And you've got to keep all that up, plus there's paperwork, I imagine, that's got to get filed with the state and all that.
Paperwork is a lovely thing, yes.
Probably part of your job is dealing with that.
Yes, it is.
Wow. So how did you get into being a volunteer?
You know, when I got out of high school, I was going to college, and I'm just like, I wanted to give back to the community. And so I just started looking at what I could do. I had some friends that were in the volunteer fire department, so I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a shot. I became a firefighter, and it was all it was cracked up to be. I mean, it was awesome. And then I became an EMT, and then it just kind of went from there. I'll never go back for sure.
So what led to going out of the volunteer role to becoming chief?
That was, luck of the draw, I guess. You could say it was luck or I think the previous chief kept an eye on me and saw what I was doing and how interested I was in helping people and my leadership skills, possibly. So he kind of just started grooming me for that.
So what was your day job during those years?
Oh, man, I had a couple day jobs. I was actually was a stay-at-home dad for a while. Then I worked for North River Jet Boats for quite a while.
Wow. So a varied career, but a big need out there in Glide. And so what's the purpose of doing this big event?
So the purpose, is to bring up awareness of, we do need volunteers, but it also is our one function that we try to get funds to help buy stuff. So it's kind of a fundraiser for us.
Well, and equipment that you would need does not come cheap.
No, it seems like if you put a medical or a fire thing in front of any kind of stuff, it is automatically twice as much. It's the craziest.
But it's stuff that you've got to have.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So a couple years ago, we were able to buy two brand new Hart Zoll monitors at about $30,000 a piece.
Wow. So a big fundraiser. Again, give folks the days and times and all that.
Saturday the 15th, 10 to 5, October 16th. That's a Sunday, and that is 11 to 4.
All right, and that's out at the Glide Community Center. And if people come out, it sounds like there's an opportunity to meet a lot of the firefighters and find out more about what it's like.
Oh, yes. We've got a couple people out there ready to talk to you. I'd be willing and love to talk to anybody that comes out. So that'd be fun. Come on out. It's going to be a beautiful day. Beautiful 2 days, actually. I looked at the weather, so.
Yeah, all right. Chief Ted Damewood, Glide Rural Fire Protection District, thanks for coming in.
All righty, thank you.
8:38, and this is the Morning Report.